People do say that seeing is believing, and therefore they believe only what they see. They say that they do not see God, and therefore, how strange. Why don't they look around? Do you see this shapeless morsel of flesh? It may be Einstein, or Leonardo da Vinci, or Tolstoy, or Fyodor Dostoevsky, or Hitler. Or it may be Cain, or Abel, or you, or me. Who takes care of such an embryo in the deep darkness surrounding it? None other than God. Look at the universe around you. Who runs it, and is always in full control of it? In the Quran, we read,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَا وَلَئِنْ زَالَتَا إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا.
There is another universe nearby. It's inside your head. Who has made these universes and established their accurate balance? None other than God. A single cell that reproduces itself according to its own DNA points to the Creator in the same way that the stars and galaxies point to Him. God says in the Quran,
وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ.
You wake up in the morning after last night's party, and 37.2 trillion cells in your body start to work without you being aware of them or giving them any of your orders. Never did any of them fail to work, not even by chance. Do you find this figure hard to perceive? It simply has 13 zeros and may be written thus, 3.72 times 10. Who has made such a perfect creation? None other than God. Archaeologists have discovered cities that had no forts, and others without palaces or without schools, but they have never discovered the remains of cities that had no places of worship. Regardless of his color, race, constitution, or way of thinking, man has always searched for God and worshipped Him. I wonder, is it possible that billions of people may differ on all types of things and agree on something of their own imagination that has no reality? That is certainly hard to believe. Millions of people spend their whole life trying to understand man's physical constitution, yet man continues to suffer from thousands of diseases. Millions try to understand space, the universe, and natural laws. Millions study animals, and millions of others give their attention to the study of marine life, while others spend their lives studying philosophy or human history. Yet, if you take the total sum of human learning and knowledge, you will realize that it represents nothing more than a particle of dust by a mountainside. Such is the reality. Millions of people reject the incoherent concepts of God presented by religions that suffered distortion. But even those have come to the conclusion that beyond the physical universe, there is a transcendent being. Although they cannot fathom the nature of this being, they instinctively believe in it. This is a certainty we feel within ourselves. Who placed it there? None other than God. It's a certainty that may be concealed by our immediate life concerns, but a look at the eyes of a newly born child is sufficient to bring it back clear in our minds.